Does our personal data outlive us in the cyberspace after death? Hello, what is the fate of our personal data in the cyberspace after we pass away? Most of us have a virtual existence. By means of our social media accounts, we share details, ideas, pictures of all our physical life online. But what actually happens to these data and our various online accounts following our death? Can we control their fate in the digital world following our passing? Reportedly, 3 Facebook users die every minute. If this trend persists, it is argued that there will be a higher number of accounts belonging to deceased people on the platform in 2060. Do you know what happens to your personal data after death?
No, there is little knowledge about this topic. This is dangerous, as all the information shared online stays on social media and in the internet in general after we pass away. It is quite disturbing.
Do you know a deceased person whose account is still available on social media?
Yes, I know someone who died 5 years ago and whose page is still online. His family tried to close it a few years ago, but apparently it did not work, as it is still open today.
Does this constitute a potential danger?
Yes. Imagine that these accounts get hacked and become active again. That would be quite disturbing.
We are truly digital immortal. Yet, social media users are rarely well informed of the future of their personal data following their death. According to a study conducted by Facebook in 2013, Canadians, Canada having a population size of more than 34 million, are the most connected people in the world, with 74% of the population using Facebook daily. This illustrates the relevance of this topic. Let us now listen to cybersecurity expert Cyril Auberger on the topic. Concretely, how do companies buy our personal data?
Either they buy them or they produce them. It should be noted that the collection, stockpiling, and utilization of this data is regulated by laws. The laws in force in Asia and Europe regarding the protection of personal data has evolved significantly. And this is also relevant in North America, because there are extraterritorial laws.
Did some social networks accidentally forget to build in a system to process and delete the accounts of deceased users?
These social networks have mechanisms for buying new users, but not for removing old ones. They do not have adequate mechanisms to delete duplicate accounts of people who are physically gone. They are weak in this area, as they ultimately focus on the numbers of users.
How can we plan the fate of these data now, ahead of our death?
First of all, it is a good idea to keep your passwords in the safe and pass it on to successors. This is one way of planning one's digital death through some kind of electronic death ceremony, so as to grant access to the account to a trusted party and render announcements on the social media about the death of the person feasible.
What is digital death? It is the end of our digital existence. It means being incapable of doing anything online. Facebook actually has a comprehensive policy for its users to plan their digital death. Details can be found on its website, more specifically in a section entitled, "What will happen to my Facebook account if I pass away?" This is what it basically says. You can choose to either appoint a legacy contact to look after your memorialized accounts, or have your personal account permanently deleted from Facebook. If you don't choose to have your account permanently deleted, it will be irreversibly memorialized when Facebook becomes aware of your passing. Here are some of the main features of your memorialized accounts. First, they allow families and friends to come together and share their memories. The phrase is "in memory of" is then displayed next to the person's name on the profile of the deceased user. Commemoration profiles do not appear in public spaces, just as birthday reminders or suggestions. Finally, memorialized accounts do not have a legacy contact can be changed. It is important to note that each website has its own system to deal with the death of a user. Twitter, for example, provides an online form which enables the heirs request that the deceased account be disabled. As for Google, it has opted for some kind of digital will. The Google account is set up in such a way that it can be deleted at a given time, and the personal information linked to the said account may be transferred to one or more family members designated in the will. Lastly, Amazon and Apple have a different approach. Being commercial sites, it is considered that downloaded content such as books or scanned albums are user property. As you can see, educating oneself about digital death is important because we have, in addition to our real life, a virtual one on social networks. Understanding the concept of digital death has to be reinforced in North America, as consumers cannot issue individual guidelines regarding the future of their personal data following the death. In our next segment, we will focus on health-related data.